Though the budget process this year is the same as always, the challenges are as unique as ever. At their first budget meeting Thursday night, the City Finance Department projected a line graph showing state and federal support to SICA over time. Cast over the heads of the assembly, it looked like a mountain range rising and then steeply plummeting from 2015 on. That's when the price of oil began dropping and the state slid into recession. Mayor Matthew Hunter told the crowd that this is the biggest obstacle to budgeting in SICA. How can the city maintain the same levels of service with millions of dollars less in revenue?
We're down $5 million from 2015 in state and federal help. And we've increased local sales tax and property taxes by about $1 million or so in that time. And we're barely making ends meet. So when I was first on the assembly, this looked a lot nicer than it does now. You can look at local stuff and make a commentary about how our local governments run, but we're running a much cleaner machine now and doing it with a lot less outside support than we have in the past.
And the city's budget has slimmed down accordingly. In the past 3 years, the city has cut 8 full-time positions. This year, there aren't any layoffs planned within City Hall. Instead, City Administrator Keith Brady has proposed 2 additional full-time employees, one for the library and another for an assistant fire chief. This bothered Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeiss, given the potential for layoffs within the SICA school district to close their spending gap.
That causes a lot of heartburn to know that we're adding people while they're subtracting. That doesn't add up to me. That's really hard in this budget.
City Administrator Keith Brady countered that the positions were necessary to alleviate the workload of current staff, especially Library Director Andrew Murphy and Fire Chief Dave Miller. Here's Miller before the assembly Thursday night.
I try not to come up here and ask for money. Never have, really, I don't think. But I think this is one of those things that if we don't have it, we're going to start feeling the pinch on the things that we do as the fire department.
SICA is at somewhat of a tipping point. Most of the cuts the past few years, except for the closure of the library on Sundays, have been invisible to members of the public. But if the city wants to balance the books this year without using savings, they will have to reduce services. The cuts will be visible. So the question for the assembly is how to balance quality of life in SICA with the cost of living. Hunter made this plain during a special call-in show hosted by Raven Radio Monday night.
If we found ourselves unable to pave the streets and unable to mow the grass, we can survive. But it's just a question of what you want to give up. You know, we could go to an all-volunteer fire department. Well, now it's another 5-10 minutes before the ambulance shows up. And, you know, I can think of a few people who'd be dead if we had that. Personally, through my ambulance work, if you don't have... If you don't pay for the services, you don't get the services.
It's a simple math equation, but a tough choice to make and a different SICA to live in. Alongside Hunter for the call-in show was Chief Financial and Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney and Brady, the new city administrator. After working with department heads to trim their budgets internally, a process known as decrementing, the spending gap they're trying to close is $855,000. A third of that is to purchase new air packs for the fire department, approved unanimously by the assembly last week. Brady stressed on air that though the deficit seems small, SICA is facing long-term challenges in the order of millions. That's because SICA's roads need repaving and harbors need repairs, but there isn't enough money to replace all this aging infrastructure at once.
I believe this year we have about $4.5 million in maintenance we would like to do. We only have $2.3 million to do it. And so the rest of it just rolls over to the next year and then to the next year.
And pretty soon, there's a snowball of deferred maintenance across the board, which is what SICA faces now. Several listeners called in and wrote ideas for new revenue, from a motor fuel tax to a simultaneous raise in property tax and sales tax. But it would ultimately take the action of an assembly member to bring any of these ideas forward. Hunter shared he's working on some revenue ideas currently. For now, the assembly will focus on the money they do have. There are 3 more budget meetings planned into April, every Thursday at 6 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. March 22nd is dedicated to the enterprise funds and user rates. March 29th is all about special revenue and trust funds, and April 5th is dedicated to SICA Community Hospital. All meetings are open to the public. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.